Good morning, it's the JohnGibson.com Premium Podcast Member Morning News Digest. I call the morning dump. Okay, let's go over these stories right directly off my list. So today the big story is, aha, gotcha, we've supposedly nailed Donald Trump. The story is that in some court documents that the New York Times was either led to or discovered, a Trump aide has said that he was present when Papadopoulos, remember George Papadopoulos, who was working desperately to try to get a meeting between Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin, Papadopoulos at a meeting attended by both Trump and Jeff Sessions said, hey, I'm working on this meeting to get you together with Vladimir Putin. Apparently Trump nodded. And Jeff Sessions said, we're not doing any meetings with Russia. We're not going to talk about it. Just stop that right now. And don't bring it up again. So now this is being played as we have nailed Trump and we have nailed Sessions because they both have said that Russia had nothing to do with their campaign. And particularly, you know, Jeff Sessions talking or answering questions from Al Franken said that Russia never came up in the campaign or something similar. So now they're saying we've got Sessions lying. We got Trump lying because George Papadopoulos said in Trump's presence, I am trying to arrange a meeting with you and Putin. It is a joke. It is an insane joke that proves anything other than a wannabe Papadopoulos was trying to do something the campaign didn't want, and he got shut down immediately. There's also a little trouble because Carter Page, who is being investigated by Mueller, says he told Sessions Page was going to go to Russia to give a speech. And apparently Sessions is in trouble because he didn't report that he heard the word Russia coming out of the mouth of somebody who was a Trump advisor. The other big story, and this really is huge, Trump's got involved in it, is this Donna Brazile story. Donna Brazile has written a book called Hacks. And in it, she wrote a piece for Politico a day or so ago. And in it, she revealed that not only was the Hillary campaign running the Democratic National Committee, which everybody kind of suspected, especially Bernie Sanders, but they actually had a contract between the Hillary campaign and the DNC. The DNC was so broke, it entered a contract with the Hillary campaign that the Hillary campaign would funnel money to the DNC to keep it going. But in exchange, the DNC gave Hillary's campaign all the power to run the DNC, including where the money went and who was hired and what jobs and who was going to be the DNC spokesperson and approval of virtually everything. And this was 5 months before she announced her intention to run, and it was well over a year before she actually secured the nomination. So when Bernie Sanders was saying the thing was rigged, he was absolutely right. He probably didn't know the details because Donna Brazile didn't know the details until she took over after Debbie Wasserman Schultz was run out of there following the leak of her email. So now this is it's a really ugly situation for the Democrats. The party was completely, and the DNC was completely corrupted by the Clinton machine. Bernie is mad. Donna Brazile is mad. The Clinton campaign people are probably humiliated and realize that they're now being shunned by the party. I mean, you can look at this as Donna Brazile essentially kicked Hillary Clinton in the teeth and said, the party's done with you. which is probably good for the Democrats, but is a spectacle to watch. And here Trump got in on it. He said that Donna Brazile's revelations prove illegality, and he also expresses frustration that he can't tell the Department of Justice what to do. He said he thinks Hillary ought to be investigated. He's very frustrated that DOJ isn't doing it. And he confessed in an interview. He did a couple interviews, one with Laura Ingraham and one with Larry O'Connor on WMAL. And in one of the two, he expressed real frustration that he can't tell the DOJ what to do. Yeah, it's part of being president. Prosecutors, this is a DOJ-related story, prosecutors are apparently not paying attention to Trump. Like when he calls for the death penalty, they're going to do what they do without paying much attention to what the president had to say. And the terror connections with the New York City terrorist, they're trying to look at his connections to ISIS. Did he have real connections, or was he just kind of a fanboy of ISIS? Trump's call for the death penalty is causing prosecutors some problems. I don't know why. Why not the death penalty? Robert Mueller, this investigation, according to Yahoo today, is actually spreading out to investigate basically both Republican and Democrat lobbying firms in Washington. We saw that with the Manafort and Podesta investigations. Manafort's indicted, of course. Tony Podesta felt like he better quit and quit fast from his Democrat lobbying firm. Man in the sexual harassment department, David Korn of Mother Jones, has been accused of sexual harassment, and he's being investigated by Mother Jones. Kevin Spacey apparently was just a raging, out-of-control predator on the set of House of Cards when the executives from Netflix... Yesterday I said it was HBO, it's actually Netflix. When the executives from Netflix investigated, they found that Spacey was routinely harassing all kinds of young men on the set. And there is a guy saying that he and Spacey were having regular sex when he, the guy, was 14 years old. So that's really the reason that Netflix cut House of Cards loose. In the WTF department today, report that cord cutters are really making a dent in cable TV, cable and satellite TV. It looks like there's big changes coming to TV, and it's going to be in the form of streaming video. And a restaurant in Allen, Texas is in trouble, with a lot of people objecting. But what they did was, in order to designate the men and women's bathroom, they put a picture of Bruce Jenner up on the men's bathroom and a picture of Caitlyn Jenner on the women's bathroom. And this has, shall we say, triggered the trannies. They're all upset at the restaurant and calling for a boycott. Check out the show at noon Eastern. And if you can't hear it live, remember the podcast is available at johngibson.com when the show is over. So if you miss a noon to three, you can always listen to the show on the commute home. This has been your johngibson.com premium podcast, Morning News Digest, I call the Morning Dump. Today, ad-lib straight off the story list I prepare for the show and the stories I've spent so much time this morning reading in detail. All right, listen at noon.